Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
All right, it's that time, audience. It's time for Go Yard, and we are glad to be right here in the studio with you tonight. I'm Mama Mac, along with my wonderful co-host, and what is your name?
I'm Dr. Angel.
Dr. Angel Falzoni, our resident expert and PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and birthday girl. You got it, Bobby? There you go. Woo! Dr. Angel turned 25 today. No, that's not quite.
Yeah, 25. I was going to say, I have a son turning 21 in a couple months.
Oh, that can't be right. I had that wrong. But anyway, it is her birthday, and we are so glad.
That's the one I was looking for.
Okay. Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? It is a joy to celebrate with you on your birthday and do a show on your birthday, precisely on your birthday, which is a national holiday today, you know.
I do know. Everybody reminds me.
I know. I saw it. I was wondering what that was on the calendar there.
What is today's holiday, Bobby?
What?
Today, there's a holiday.
Yeah, her birthday.
Oh,
no,
birthday.
No, yeah.
Oh, no, no.
It also has another meaning.
Right. Oh. Earth Day. No.
Didn't that just pass?
No, that's the 22nd.
I'm teasing. No, it's National Marijuana Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what a great day for you to be born on.
I know. Quite interesting. And you know, when I have to call in, the most funniest thing is when I call in and I tell people my birthday, they all think it's a joke. And I'm like, no, that's really it. They always think it's a joke. And then I live on a road with a very unusual name and they think that's a joke. And No, they're all really serious things.
Okay, so, you know, you can tell we're celebrating early that it's her birthday, and what a joy, really, seriously, to celebrate it with you.
Oh, it's a joy really to cool. be here with you tonight.
Yes, she didn't call in sick and say she was out partying or anything. I'm surprised. You would have had to do the show with me, Bobby, if she did that.
Or didn't go to get stuck in traffic or anything again?
No, I did not get stuck in traffic.
No, she did that on our first anniversary show.
Oh, that's an anniversary tradition.
That's an anniversary tradition when she gets stuck somewhere, yeah. Okay, so we are all about hitting those home runs in life, and we do that by learning all these wonderful things we talk about on this show. What? Tell us about this show, Dr. Angel, for someone who might just now be tuning in and finding out it's your birthday, but it's also
this
Go Yard.
This show is a life coaching show.
It is.
You know, we're called Go Yard. We're all about hitting those home runs in life and learning how to live life, live it well, get through those challenging moments in life and giving people tools to do that successfully.
Are you telling me that we have challenging moments in life?
We all do.
We all do. You are exactly right. And that's what, you know, when we started the show 2.5 years plus ago, the whole goal was to help as many people as we can. That's what we're all about.
Absolutely. And you know what? Every, you know, show that we do has the opportunity to help people over and over because they're on our website.
Ah, it's great.
They are titled and tagged. So when we do a show, it may not be where you're at in the moment, and that's okay because life will hit, and it may be a show you needed down the road, and it'll be there for you.
Exactly. And it's so cool that the podcasts are done right during the show. We're recording right now. And so at the end of the show, Bobby will have it up here on the TanTalkNetwork.com website. And then our webmaster at the end of each month puts our shows on our GoYard2014.org ORG website. So you can go back and listen and listen and listen. And I hear from people who say, I've listened to this series 3 and 4 times, etc. A lot of times they are series. This is a short series.
It is a short
series. Yeah, this is part 2 of 2. And the title is Habits, Make 'em or Break 'em. And we had fun with this show last week, I think, this topic.
I think we did have fun with this topic last week. And, you know, one of the things we discovered is that habits can be a good thing.
They can.
Habits can be a not good thing. And a habit may be good for me and not good for you. And there's not a universal understanding of a good or bad habit.
And that's interesting. Would you explain how habits could be good?
Well, habits can be good because what they're doing is they're helping us achieve our goals. They put our brain on an automatic cycle so that we don't have to focus on those tasks that we habitually do. Like we talked about last week, brushing our teeth,
our
morning
teeth
routine,
flossing,
or those kinds of things, so that we can conserve our brain power and our energy for things we should and need to focus on later on in our days.
That must have been quite an important segment last week of the show. On the dental thing, I got an email right after the show and said, enjoyed the dental segment of the show.
See, I thought we should make it a part of the show.
Yeah, see, all about flossing. You don't only floss the teeth you want to keep. And but you so rightly pointed out that this is a good habit, brushing your teeth.
We did point that out last week. And there's a lot of great things that we can do that can be good habits.
Right.
On the converse, there are a lot of things that we can do that aren't good habits. And just what makes a habit not good is it's distracting us from our goals. It's avoiding problems. We might use this habit to avoid feelings. Maybe they're time wasters, time fillers, things that are taking us away from other things we really should and need to be doing. Alleviating our negative feelings. We kind of use it as a comfort zone or a coping skill that's not helping us. And sometimes they lead to unhealthy relationships or unhealthy lifestyles.
Exactly. But last week you pointed out that bad habits, we think they're helping us, right? A lot of times.
We do. We believe
always
the false
or
lie.
Just occasionally we think that.
Well, I would say more times than not. I'm sure there are some habits that we have that we just know this is a really bad habit, but I don't care because I want to do it anyway because there is some kind of payoff in that habit.
Okay.
We're getting something from it. We may be able to, you know, people who smoke may know, that's a bad habit. We really kind of can't argue that one down, but they still choose to do it.
Right.
But there is still, it's giving us something. So it's our bad habits give us something. Yeah. But a lot of times, you're right, we believe the lie that there's something positive in this for us, and that's why we hold on to it so tightly.
And a lot of times, and I think we did mention this last week, people have anxieties and things that are causing them stress. And so they look for a stress reliever like smoking or other habits.
All kinds of stuff. And there can be positive things and there can be negative things. And it just depends on what we do and how we're doing it.
Right. So, and I thought that was very important last week to really talk about the fact that bad habits, sometimes we have a kind of a need to have whatever that habit is, as we said. But a lot of times we don't even really register that it's a bad habit for a while. You know what I mean?
Most of the time we are very fooled into thinking that this is a good thing for me.
Right. Okay. All right. And last week you mentioned something about cutting yourself some slack. And because it is hard to change habits, is it not?
Absolutely. It's hard to change habits because our brain is used to rotating the cycle. So what happens is we have some kind of trigger that initiates a habit.
Right.
You know, when we are doing our morning routine, our trigger, maybe the alarm clock goes off and then we go into morning routine habit.
Exactly.
A trigger could be maybe you talked about halt, you know, when you're feeling hungry or angry.
That was the thing I taught you last week. Remember,
it was.
Bobby?
And I have notes.
I actually taught her something last week instead of her always doing the teaching.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember? I mean, we were impressed. I mean, you know.
I took notes, but it can be those things. You're right. When you're hungry, angry, lonely, tired,
right.
What are you doing in those moments? And so no matter what we're doing to change, we're always going to have triggers.
Right. Okay.
So cut yourself some slack. We can only make one change at a time. And this is what happens when most people start looking at their life and they go, oh, my gosh, Dr. Angel, I have like 45 really bad habits. Okay, I'm going to quit them all tomorrow. Yeah, you're not.
No.
Just pick, too much, isn't it? Just pick one.
When you say just pick one, why couldn't we pick five? I mean, why just one? Some people go like that. There's so many things in my life that I'm now aware of that I've got to change, and I don't want to wait for the next 10 years to get rid of all this stuff.
Well, part of it is the energy it's going to take to change one. Remember, it's our brain's on automatic pilot.
Right.
So we have to take our brain off automatic pilot.
And we don't and just we flip have, a switch, right?
We cannot. I think we have a phone call, so
we
why
have
don't
a
we
caller?
Take that phone call.
All right, let's take a caller.
You are on the air, Nan.
Hey, it's Nan. How are y'all?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine.
Hey, Nan, did you know it's Angel's birthday?
Yes, I did. I know what day it is, too. It's Angel's birthday.
Okay.
We love you, Dr. Angel.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well, Nan is a part of our Sunday show, but you listen to this show every week, and you're calling in for a purpose, I guess.
I'm calling in with a purpose. Last week, obviously, you were talking about habits, and one of the habits you got onto was like being on time and places.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Well, I really remember that one well because I'm the bad habit about that. So I always arrive almost late to everything I go to.
That's right, you are. Late. I just want to point that out that I agree with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I
just trying
that,
to validate
Mama
your point, Nan. I'm validating your point.
Thank
go ahead.
You for the validation.
All right.
So I took it as a challenge this week to say, okay, let me not do that. Let me do my best to try to get to on time, maybe even a little early.
Really?
Where I'm going.
Wow.
So I started trying, you know, of course, work day and during the work week, and I have issues getting out of bed, so I go skimming in then, you know, but I managed to be on time.
Okay.
Wow.
And then some other places that I go in my social life throughout the week, I would, you know, try to make it early. And I discovered something. I don't allow enough time to do what I need to do to get to where I'm going to be on time.
Oh, that's a good
That's
point.
A very good discovery.
That is a good point.
That was eye-opener for me because I'm like, you know, I mean, the first thing I did on Easter Sunday, you know, the first thing I did was a service at the beach. And I'm going to travel 45 minutes or so to get over there. But, you know, I was doing my best to try to be on time, and I was on time. I was real proud of myself. But so I'm identifying that I just need to plan ahead and take an extra few minutes getting ready, getting my dog taken care of, all that stuff, so I can arrive on time. I'm actually shooting to go a little bit early even to make sure I'm on time. But anyway, that was the one thing that hit me last week that I tried to apply change in my life this week. And
that's
for the most
cool.
part, I did pretty good.
Awesome. Congratulations,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And, you know, Nan, I think a lot of times we don't plan out to be on time because, like you just said, we don't know how long these normal little things we do every day take. And, you know, like with real estate, you know, it's very important I'm on time to my appointments. And I pretty much have it in my head how long it takes to get to a house to show it or whatever. But if I'm in doubt, I pull it up on my, you know, on my phone on Google Maps, and I see exactly how long it is so I can plan ahead. You know, do you plan ahead much, Nan?
Well, this week I have kind of tried to.
Okay. Okay.
I do. I mean, I do plan ahead, but obviously not plan ahead enough.
Okay.
Because I'm always late, you know, different places that I go. But for the most part, I do plan ahead you know, if I'm going to unknown territory somewhere that I don't normally travel, I do put in my GPS and on my phone and kind of check and see how long it says I'm going to take to get there. Of course, that's always in normal traffic. So you got a lot of extra time.
Right, yeah.
If you hit accidents, you know, issues on the roads or something, you know. So
Nia, can I ask you a question? Did you have to use more brain power this week to focus on being on time? Did it take a lot more effort?
Yes.
And that is our point
why
we can only change one thing at a time, because it takes a lot of effort to make
I got
this
your point.
Change.
She fed right into your didn't she? So
well,
it does.
The other thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's one other thing that I have a really bad habit of. I was in a Bible study, and this actually came out in part of the discussion because we were talking about habits. It was a habits Bible study, actually. But I came to a realization that I seriously am addicted to watching TV.
Oh, my.
And I need to break part of that because I could use that time more wisely to do another thing. But I can't do everything at one time. So like you said, I'm taking like a smaller thing first before I try to tackle the bigger thing.
Now that you're on the line, how did you figure out you're addicted to TV? You say TV, but a TV, I say TV.
Okay. Well,
how'd you know?
Let's see. I come in the house, take care of my dog, and immediately turn on the TV. Well, I turn on the TV when I get home, so he has the TV going. I leave it playing during the day. But then, you know, I'll come in. I was mapping out. I was talking to a friend of mine on the way home, and I was telling him what I was going to watch when I got home because I'd record what I want to watch. And I come in the house, I watch TV. I sat down at dinner, I watch TV. I watch TV until I go to sleep at night. You know, so I consume all my time away from everything else I'm doing, basically watching TV.
Okay, Dr.
I have a serious addiction to TV.
All right, Dr. Angel's going to address that.
Well, yes, I would say you definitely have an issue with your TV watching. But what I'll say is still just focus on your time management right now. You know, maybe you've noticed that you don't always have enough time to do the things you're committed to. So maybe you might need to watch what you're committing to, because maybe you're just putting too many things in your day and there's just not enough time. We don't have it. And so limiting some of those might help you with time management. And just keep focusing on your time management until you don't have to continue using that much brain power, because you'll start learning it's a new habit when your brain is starting to do it by itself, and then you can start addressing a different habit like TV watching.
Now you're going to meddle.
Somebody just texted me and asked if this caller was addicted to the noise of the TV. What's the question?
Well, I like the noise of the TV when I fall asleep, but I'm really addicted to the TV program.
You're actually focusing and watching the programs?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right, so it's not necessarily you want noise in the house, is that right?
No, it's not like background noise or anything like that. It's actually watching, laying on the recliner or in the couch and watching the television program.
And so what that tells me is when you're ready to work on your TV watching, is that you're watching TV because you planned for it. You have certain things you're ready to watch. Mm-hmm. You come home, you know what you want to do. And learning to plan to do other things, like if you want to talk to a friend, plan, I'm going to go home and call this person, or I'm going to read this book, or I'm going to, you know, clean my bathroom. What it is, plan for that to fill some of that time, and that will help with the TV watching.
I totally agree. I think it's good to, like, get chores done first. A lot of times if I, like on a Saturday, I plan to reward myself with a baseball game or a football game, depending on the season. And then I go ahead and get everything else done that needs to get done, so I can then sit down in peace and not worry about the fact that I didn't get, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, but when you're thinking about, when you're at work and you're thinking about, oh, I'm going to go home and I'm watching this show and that show and this show and that show, well, that's where your brain's going to go, because you've already planned it. But if you think, oh, I'm going to go home and I'm going to, you know, wash my dishes, make my dinner, watch this program, do my laundry, then your routine will be different because you planned it to be and you're thinking about it different.
Ah, I hear you. And so it's extremely important that you plan ahead, Nan. That's what I hear.
My thing is I reward myself with TV all the time. I know that sounds crazy, but it's like I hear you. Mama Mac, I hear what you're saying. You do, and then you reward yourself for a game or whatever. I reward myself all the time. I don't have a minor child with me now. I'm adult and grown, so it's not like I don't have anyone to be responsible for except my dog and me.
My dog and I, excuse me.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm going to say thank you for sharing your success.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Keep working on the time management because it's going to take time. New habits can take over a month to really get into our brain of continually doing something over and over. So
okay,
keep practicing. Be patient.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And
thank
anybody
you,
else that wants to call in with a question, 727-441-3000, or you can text like this person just did to my cell phone, 727-888-4171. I have a question for you, Dr. Angel.
Yes, ma'am.
How important is it to identify the underlying cause of why, for instance, Nan admits that she has a schedule in her head of all the shows she's going to watch, etc., and it doesn't sound like her schedule in the evening has any time for doing the laundry or cleaning the bathroom, etc.?
Well, underlying the cause is critical of changing a habit because
right.
we have to figure out what's behind this habit. Why are we doing this? Pretty much is what we're talking about. What is it filling for us? And so when we start looking backwards, like when we're talking about her TV and we're looking, oh, I planned that what I'm doing. So I'm thinking about it probably during the day. And so then you're just coming home to do it. So then we can learn, okay, what if we plug other things in what you're thinking during the day and prepare
right.
your mind for that? That will help change that habit. And so that's just a success that helps us have success when we can underline why I'm doing this. What is it feeding? Like, you know, am I eating because I'm sad or I'm lonely or am
sure.
I? Because then we can identify what we can do when you experience sad and lonely other than eat. But
right.
if we don't know why you're doing what you're doing and when you're doing it, how do you change it?
See, and you can address this, but for me, like, let's say a Saturday that I'm not working, which is not that frequent, but there occasionally I have a Saturday that I'm not showing homes or working, okay? I like to go ahead and get the house cleaned, get the plants watered, get the chores done, what I consider the chores, get laundry caught up, whatever I need to do so that then I can feel great about that's done. It's out of my mind. I've rewarded myself then with a movie, a game, whatever.
Absolutely.
Dinner with a friend.
And that's how you roll. And
right.
so we all kind of have a different style of rolling. And the important thing is when a lot of times when people are thinking of changing a bad habit, they just want to do away with that behavior.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that anymore. But it's not that simple. And that's why they're
said
not
than
successful.
Done,
we can't
yeah.
just take something out of our life. We have to put something back in to fill that in, or we're going to revert back to that habit
right.
very quickly, and we'll get frustrated from failure. And so it's taking something out, but finding what we want to use to replace that behavior with, a replacement
right.
behavior.
We're going to go back over the habit cycle right after our break and then get into some new material. Always appreciate callers. If you want to call in, feel free. 727-441-3000.
Change everything. 'Cause we are who and where and what we are for now. And this is the only moment we can do anything about. So breathe it in and breathe it out. And listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you. And I don't want you to miss.
Independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707. Choose who you'll become. Every moment is a second chance. It's starting over, move from the past to the present tense. You can start over again. If you
great song, too. My heavens, you're listening to Go Yard right here with Mama Mac and Dr. Angel Falzone. And she's our resident PhD licensed mental health counselor. I know I say that a lot, but I want our audience to know how special you really are and the training that you have and the job that you have, which is actually just changing. You just got a brand new job.
Yes,
and
I have. Without same company, just
same company. You don't have to mention the company, but what are you going to be doing now?
Well, right now I train therapists, and so right. I'm going to be taking it to a little bit higher stance and working with all five of our Florida sites and all the clinical material and developing all the clinical trainings for them.
And you love doing that.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, this is really good. And that promotion just came a few days ago, just in time for your birthday. Woo! It's her birthday. Yes. She's far, far away from the age of 50, Bobby. She's way down there, like around the 40 zone. I just want to tell you, because I know you're wondering.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Well, I just could see it in your eyes. I'm wondering, how old is Dr. Angel?
How old is she?
Yeah. It's your birthday. All right. Okay, Start Over Again. I like that song, Start Over Again. You can start over again. And you know, a lot of people feel like they can't, that it's stuck in a rut. We talk about ruts a lot of times on this show. And when it comes to habits, I think a lot of people feel that they're in a rut, a habit that cannot get changed.
Yeah, I hear that all the time. I hear, that's just the way I am. Or that's just how it's always been done. Or I've always done it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not working for you.
Right.
And
right.
So if it's not working for you, why are we continuing to do it? Why aren't we trying to step out of that a little bit?
That's
exactly
right.
And I think
right.
a lot of times people are afraid because they have done it for so long and that's what they know.
Right.
And to do something different kind of is a little scary.
It is.
But that's why we're taking baby steps.
Right.
That's why we work on one thing at a time. That's why if you're taking one step at a time, you're still moving forward.
Right.
And that's all we need is some forward movement.
So you're giving us permission, if I hear you correctly, to work on one bad habit at a time.
Absolutely.
And replacement. Talk about that.
Well, replacement.
And then we'll go into the trigger cycle.
Okay.
Or the habit cycle.
No,
maybe you want to do the habit cycle
first.
Let's
do the habit cycle. So the habit cycle is we have a trigger to our habit. Every habit has a trigger, whatever it is.
A defined trigger.
A trigger is the thing that happens right before you do your habit.
Okay.
So like our morning routine may be triggered by our alarm clock.
Right.
Or maybe we are triggered by feeling sad or maybe feeling lonely or maybe feeling stressed or maybe we're triggered by a time of day.
Right.
They can be triggered by all kinds of stuff.
Right.
But it's the thing that's happening that's right before we start our habit. And then we have the response, which is the habit we're doing.
Right.
In response to our trigger.
Right.
And then we have the reward. That's the payoff we get from that behavior that we do. Good or bad, there's always a reward. At least we think there's a reward.
Right. Exactly.
For that. Maybe we think it's reducing our stress. Maybe we think it's making us not feel so lonely. Maybe
right.
we think whatever it is. And so that's the cycle, and we have to know that cycle and honor it before we can change it.
So it's trigger, response, and reward. And so if our reward is so amazing for continuing in the bad habit,
the better our reward is, the harder it's going to be for us to want to change it.
When we think about people with drug addiction, this is one of the biggest problems, right?
Because it's a chemical reward.
It's right.
And a behavioral. A lot of times it's multiple things that's happening. So it is completely a biological reward because it's triggering parts of their brain.
Right.
And it's very hard for them to change that because, first of all, we have to change the chemical part of them.
Right.
And then the behavioral part. So it's kind of a double doozy for them. Not that it's impossible. It's not. It's just it's a more difficult fight, which is why people struggle more with it.
Right.
So the higher the reward, the more challenging it can be to change that behavior, only because people are usually not as motivated.
So it's very important to find out why we're doing this, right?
You gotta know why.
About the person who says, I have no idea why I do this, whatever this is?
Well, that's when we kind of got to step back and kind of investigate ourselves a little bit.
Okay.
Because we'll figure it out. Like, if you start to think about it, a lot of times I don't know why I do some of the things I do because I'm not thinking about why I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. But if I say, I wonder why I'm doing that today, or I wonder why... Then if I start paying attention, you'll find the why. You'll find, oh, this might be happening because, you know, I'm feeling, you know, insignificant, or I'm feeling like nobody loves me.
Is it hard to pinpoint those things?
It can be. But if we pay attention, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We definitely will figure it out.
So it's a matter of self-awareness and really taking it. And that's only going to happen for the person who is serious about changing a habit, right?
Right. So this can't be like, oh, I want my wife to quit doing this, so I'm going to have her do this. No, no. She's got to want to do this for herself, or it's never going to work or be successful.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, we'll get minimal success. But
well, with drug addiction, that's the way it is. It's got to be. In fact, I remember years ago with one of my family members that I wanted to call these places and say, here's my situation with this individual. And I did do that a couple times, only to be told the person has to call in, not you.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I had a marriage counseling session one time, and the wife comes in. She's dragging her husband in. She's like, he's got a bad habit. He leaves his dirty socks and underwear all over the floor, and you have to make him stop. And I'm like, okay, first of all, let's talk about this. And second of all, I'm like looking at him, and he's just like, I don't have a problem with this.
Yeah.
Until he realized how much his wife had a problem, that helped motivate him
and
to want to work on it.
When it comes to marriages and that kind of relationship, that a lot of times one person does really get bugged by something, and the other one may not.
But you know what? This husband was completely oblivious that this bothered her to this degree. And then as we're talking about it, and he's like, you know, to me it's not a big deal, but because it's upsetting her, I want to change it. So let's work on it. But he wouldn't have realized that until he really saw how it impacted her. Because a lot of times people just hold that inside and then they're like, you know, passive aggressive or giving you the cold shoulder and you're not sure why. That happens in marriages all the time. And so we need to communicate some of those issues.
And isn't it a habit for a lot of people to stuff their feelings and not talk? It's a habit they've grown
up
doing.
That's a habit, absolutely. And that's a really tough habit to break. But any habit can be broken, so we just have
to
work on it. Absolutely.
You're very positive about
that. I am.
That.
And you know what? I was a feeling stuffer for many, many years.
I was too.
I was really bad with that. I've learned to deal with it in the moment, to deal with it when it's happening, identify that feeling and talk about that feeling, and make it a new habit. And now it's almost weird to me to think about stuffing them because I've developed over the last decade how to not do that.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. All right, so we got to deal with the real problem.
We
were talking about this last week when we ran out of time. And talk to us about that.
Well, you know, there's always a real problem with, especially our, you know, when we're talking about bad habits, it is covering up something for us. It's giving us something. And there's a problem under that. So if, you know, we're snacking on junk food all afternoon, we might be compensated for not eating lunch. So maybe we don't want to snack because we're gaining weight and we're not liking our figure. But what's the real problem? The real problem is this person didn't stop and take their lunch. Now they're just getting vending machine stuff and they're they're gaining weight. So the real problem is maybe they need to learn to take that 10 minutes out and eat sure. a quick lunch so they can change that habit. But no matter what the problem is, we need to be able to identify that's that trigger we
were
talking
about. Isn't
that
pretty hard for people a lot of times to recognize what it is that's causing them to have this bad habit?
It can be. And, you know, sometimes just talking about it with someone else can kind of get a different perspective and be
right,
like,
right, that's a good idea.
Oh, wait, what if, and we talked, you know, talked about, I had somebody with this very issue and we talked about, you know, taking that 10 minutes, you know, having your yogurt and your banana and getting through the rest of your day. And then they didn't have the problem with the vending machine. But if they didn't recognize that lunch problem,
right.
they would never have been successful in breaking that habit.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes it's simple problems.
Right.
Sometimes it's not.
Okay.
You know, sometimes if we're taking, you know, using video games. I see this in a lot of marriages and relationships with adults today. That's their way of not having to engage with their partner because maybe
right.
they don't communicate well or maybe they're fighting, so they just go retreat to video games. And so identifying the problem is we have a troubled relationship and need to work on that.
Right.
Can be a little more challenging for people.
So people look for replacement habits so mm-hmm. that they don't
and
have to deal
with the truth,
right?
And they may not even be realizing that I'm using this video game because I really don't want to be fighting with my, you know, my wife or my husband or my boyfriend or my girlfriend. Or maybe we're watching TV because we don't
want to communicate.
Want to have to, right, deal
How
with
many
the kids.
People do you know in marriages? Because I've heard this a lot in counseling as a pastor, but so many times that the way they spend their evenings is basically not communicating at all, except for to change the channel or whatever like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Watch
and,
a movie.
And they get stuck in that and they don't even realize they're not, you know.
Right.
I'll have someone come and say, oh, we had a great date this weekend. I'm like, yeah, what did you guys do? Oh, we went to the movie and we saw, you know, the new Fast and Furious. And I'm like, well, that's not really a great date. You can't talk in a movie. You're not communicating and relating. I mean, that's a good thing to do when you have healthy communication, but this couple didn't. And so they don't even realize, you know, they thought this was a positive step because they spent time together, but we need to keep moving towards time with communication for them.
Okay, and what do you do then? I'm going to ask you something, a situation that I know about. And the wife wants to spend time talking, especially after the kids are in bed, and really communicate. And the husband's got his head in his phone all the time. And the answers are simply, yeah, no.
Well, you know, that's pretty common. You know, technology has really added that element to a lot of relationships. And so, first of all, it's acknowledging we need to have some time to communicate and setting that up, kind of making an appointment with that
sure.
person. Because,
right.
you know, if your habit is I like to look at my phone for an hour before I go to bed and somebody's trying to talk to you, you're not going to be super engaged.
Right.
And so it's kind of trying to get this communication together. And let's take 15 minutes out after dinner. Can we just sit and share our days and what's going on and no mm-hmm. phones and work on having a time where we can agree together and know what's coming?
But sometimes in a relationship, marriage, partnership, whatever it might be, there's one party who really just doesn't talk. I mean, it's just like they don't communicate. Doctor, what's your advice for that?
That's a really big struggle when one person's just not a communicator. But they
or
have to
they're
communicate.
Not a communicator because they're mad about something all the time.
That's true. That happens. And that's a feeling stuffer. And so sometimes those issues really, we might need to go to marriage counseling and work on that in a more global perspective. Sometimes we can kind of help work and help our partner get to that communication level. And sometimes we need more intervention.
So you're saying that even though the one that wants to talk and communicate expresses that, sets and maybe even as she or he is describing to his partner or wife, husband, whatever, this is how I feel. I wish you would sit down with me and let's talk about our finances or let's talk about, you know, the issues with the kids or whatever. And the other one just does not engage, doesn't respond, doesn't change any behavior. What does the person do who wants that kind of communication?
Well, we'll have to, first of all, talk about, find a time, get in the car, I don't know, where we can sit, where I can let you know I need this communication.
Right.
Like I said, there's going to be issues where people need more intervention than just me and you, you know, us working it out. We're going to need that third party. And if,
right.
you know, they're not willing to make those changes, then we have to look at the quality of this relationship and where is it going to go and how is this working? Because that person had to communicate at some level or you probably wouldn't be in a relationship
together.
So
you can remember back when you used to talk.
Right. And it gets lost. And I think sometimes what happens is one person's ready to communicate while the other person isn't in that moment. And then they're frustrated or they never want to talk to me. And that may not be the issue. The issue may be maybe they need to wind down from their day first, or maybe, you know, we're not always taking everything into consideration. And so it can be sometimes we can work on communicating it and fixing it. Sometimes we just need extra help.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with
that. No shame in that.
Okay, so how do we identify a positive replacement behavior?
So we talked about you can't just take a behavior away, a habit away, without putting something in place if you want to be successful. So that's what a replacement behavior is. We're replacing our negative habit.
Okay.
So find something you can do that would be positive. For example, if you want to quit smoking and maybe you said, you know what, I am triggered when I eat meals, I want to have a cigarette.
Right.
When I feel stressed, I want to have a cigarette. Those are my triggers for smoking. You might want to find something you can do that would be good. Like maybe when I feel like I'm feeling stressed, maybe I'm going to go take a short walk.
Right.
And that's a replacement behavior.
That is.
So when you have the same trigger, you're still going to be triggered, meals and stress. But now I'm doing something different with that time. And you have to pre-plan that.
You have to pre-plan it.
It can't happen in the moment or you're going to grab that bad habit back up.
Bobby, you remember that we had a minute ago? There's something that I know you don't want to talk about, but I want to talk about. So I'm going to talk about it right now. Okay?
Okay.
It's Dr. Angel's birthday. It's her birthday. She doesn't want to talk about this. But we want to talk about it, don't we? We want to celebrate.
We do. It's an important subject.
It's an important event. We want to talk about it.
And, I mean, if it was the only thing we did the whole show, I mean, that would be fine.
That would be fine. That's the third time we've done it. And, you know, she asked us to do it four times before we started the show.
That's not true.
She said,
five? No? Okay, four.
I think it was four. Okay. Did you hear five? I don't know. Maybe it was five. So we've got to get one more in.
At least one
more, because it's important to her. And she asked me to honor her tonight on this show.
Let's see.
Yes.
Yeah, your face is just
look at that banner that you look at that banner. Happy birthday.
I know. Happy birthday. You see it? Yeah. And you know, it's like her face is just like red.
Yes, you guys have gotten me very
birthday
tonight.
Cake pink.
Yeah. Birthday cake pink. I like that. Okay, Dr. Angel. Man, I don't know if we're gonna get through the show, Bobby. She's just driving me crazy with this birthday thing. Okay, so go
back to serious.
I love it when she's really
stumped. When you
guys get
me.
Yes.
You're good.
All right, we are.
Back to replacement behavior.
Replacement behavior.
We have to make a plan.
We replaced what you were saying with a birthday wish. That's why we did it.
So did.
All right, go ahead.
But you have to have a plan. So it's something we have to think of before so we don't pick up the bad habit. And so the more we can plan for replacement, better we're going to have a success.
Like Nan and that example, I thought that was good.
Great example. And she recognized the pattern while she was paying attention to her time management issue.
I think that was really good.
It's very insightful. And that's what happens when you're focusing. You'll find triggers. You're going to find what my payoff is because you're focusing on it.
So it's so important to focus on it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Write it down, maybe?
You can. You know, writing it down is, there's something about committing something to a piece of paper. You know, research tells you
that's
have so much.
That's why I gave you a birthday card.
Yes, it is.
Right, Mommy? That's, yeah.
Yep, like that one.
That's because I knew you are really good about wanting things in writing, and so a birthday card is.
Yes, but research shows when we write things down, we're more likely to have success. It's a commitment.
Yes, it is
a commitment. It is a commitment. And
right.
So writing down your plan, writing down your goal of, my goal is to not have this bad habit in the next month.
Right. Cool. All right. So that's like setting, it's okay to set up
absolutely
a timeline like
and,
that?
And make it, give yourself time. Like I tell, it takes, 3 weeks or longer for a habit to really hit on our brain. And so set yourself a pace that you can do it. Get yourself a buddy. Accountability. Totally helpful. Having someone who can remind you and help.
That it's your birthday?
Yes, that they can remind you it's your birthday.
Right. It's just, the age thing. She needs to be reminded that it's her birthday.
You know, I don't you think Uber Eats would deliver a cake to downtown Clearwater?
You guys are so bad.
No, no, no. We know that this was important to you. So we're just following through, aren't we?
Gotta do what you say you're gonna do. Or not.
Okay, so the buddy thing, though, isn't...
There's a lot of good to that.
I mean, when you think about sponsors, mm-hmm. I am a firm believer, and so are you, in yep. AANA, Al-Anon,
there's all kinds.
Overeaters Anonymous, all the different things. Gambling, I've known people that mm-hmm. have struggled with that and gotten help from GA, Gamblers right. Anonymous, or is that what you call it?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
But no, there is a lot. It helps with success. And, you know, sometimes we're going to be more willing to follow through with a change when we know we have to, you know, give someone the account if we're not
yes,
successful.
Right.
So
that's
we
so
don't want to let someone else down. So right. we're more likely to want to really do this when we're feeling weak. And so that's what a buddy is about. Those moments of weaknesses where I have that person on call and be like, you know, oh my gosh, like I am so stressed. I really want that cigarette, or I really want to just hit the video games. I don't want to deal with my wife tonight. But they can encourage you. You're doing
yes.
well. You're doing
yes.
strong. Let's
yes.
talk about this, and you can move
that
forward.
That is so important when it comes to drinking and drugs. I mean, I think having a sponsor is vital, and
absolutely.
That is a critical part of that whole thing. And it doesn't have to be a drug or alcohol issue. It can be
anything.
Anything that we've
anything.
Even been talking about. Right?
Maybe you eat a lot when you're lonely, or when you're
right.
by yourself, or when you're sad, and instead of picking up the Twinkie, you know, pick up the phone and, you know, I'm really feeling like having this junk food right now. And just talking through that moment will help you to be successful.
Right. Absolutely.
But most importantly, we have to allow ourselves to slip up. We are not going to do this perfect.
So, okay, what I hear you saying is determine the habit that you know is not good for you. There's mm-hmm. probably, there could be 25, but start with one. Is that what I'm hearing?
Start one, just one.
Just one. And the person who says, I want to start with five and makes a list, you would say...
Stop, slow down. The biggest mistake people make in trying to change habits, they make two big mistakes. One, they try to change too much too soon, and two... they do not make a replacement behavior. They just take it away.
That's good. So the replacement behavior is extremely important.
Absolutely.
Give another example of that, can you?
A replacement behavior?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. They can be all kinds of stuff. Maybe instead of watching, like, TV might be an issue. Maybe I'm going to pick up a book and read. Or maybe I like to write. Maybe I want to listen to music. Or maybe I'm going to, you know, take care of the chores in my house first before I pick this up. So it's just anything to replace that behavior. It could be a positive, you know, it's a positive thing we want to cultivate. Maybe taking a walk around the block when you're feeling, you know, sad, or maybe listening to some songs when you feel sad, or, you know, the list is endless of what we can do.
So replacement behavior is extremely important.
Absolutely. You know, I okay. have some patients who like to do, they just like to stop and do this deep breathing exercise. That's how they used it to quit smoking, was
oh,
doing
really?
The deep breathing.
Okay.
And every time they wanted it, they would do this deep breathing thing, and it just helped them calm down, and they felt stress was their trigger, and this de-stressed them, and they were very successful.
Wow. Okay. All right. Some people get into a habit of screaming their response all the time to their children or their spouse, whatever.
Yes.
And how do they get out of that?
You mean when we scream from room to room?
Yeah, when we scream from room to room, yes.
That's an easy one to get into because it's just convenient sometimes. And so it's being, you know, vigilant and getting up and walking to that person.
Right.
You know, we all can find ourselves doing that from time. I work in an office of therapists who will scream from room to room. And
seriously.
I walk in, I'm like, really? This is your communication style? And they're like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, we got a model, you know, so I catch them doing it all the time, too. It's just being vigilant and getting up and walking into that room. And it takes effort, and it's easy to scream.
That's just one I've heard people say, that they don't
do.
Like to be screamed at in their relationship. They don't like to be screamed at. They find themselves screaming at their kids, and they feel terrible. They've screamed all evening at their children. Well, I mean, by scream, raise
no,
their voice.
No, they're just trying to get something loud across from side of the room to the other side of the room.
Or just berating through screaming.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just being vigilant and learning to communicate and respect.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so we got to allow for slips because we're going
You're
to.
You're going to. There's no such thing as perfect. We're human. We are going to make mistakes, and it's okay. It doesn't wipe out all the success you've had
right.
if you make a mistake. We just keep going forward.
Right.
Why did I make this? How did I make the mistake? Can I do something? Maybe it's because I don't have it written down, or maybe I don't have a buddy. Maybe I need to put another support into place.
Right.
Use it to learn from, not feel shamed.
Well, back to the, as we kind of wind down here, trigger and response and reward. I think that is a huge concept. I want you to go over one more time because, I mean, I think the more we hear it, because that's the teacher in me, mm-hmm. I love to go back over certain things mm-hmm. that was hopefully will stick with someone. Kind of like when it's somebody's birthday, maybe. You know, you want her to remember. You to remember that it is.
I'm never gonna forget.
You will not. This is all Bobby. This is all him. I'm gonna blame.
You guys do know I did like a year and a half of kickboxing regularly, right?
Yeah, we know you're a kickboxer.
Oh.
Yeah. We're not scared.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Bobby's looking a
there's
little scared.
Two of us and one of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there's glass in front of me.
And I've got a bum knee right now, so. Okay, no, so finish that up, will you? Because.
No, it is really important.
That was the fourth time, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, I think we.
I think it was.
I think we've covered it, yeah.
I think you've covered,
we covered it
very well.
It's your birthday. We just wanted to remind you. Go ahead.
The habit cycle is super important because if we don't nail this, we can't successfully change.
Yes.
Won't have the same success. So
yeah.
There is a trigger. There is something that happens right before the habit happens.
Okay.
Then we have the habit. That's the response. And then we have that reward from that response, or something we think is the reward from that response.
Okay.
So, you know, using the real common smoking, the trigger might be feeling stressed, have a cigarette, feel less stressed, maybe the reward.
That works with overeating too, don't you think?
It can work for anything. But the truth is, the study on cigarettes does not make you less stressed. They make you more stressed because they activate the body's systems, and actually they
actually make you more stressed.
Yeah, they chemically increase
less,
stress.
Right.
It's psychological.
It's
where
weird,
people think
isn't it? Yeah.
Maybe it's that timeout people are taking to step outside and go outside their building because nobody can smoke in buildings anymore, or what that might be reducing their stress, but it wasn't the cigarette. And so maybe somebody can replace that is, oh, when I feel stressed, I'm just going to walk outside and take a little walk for 2 or 3 minutes and then come back up.
Right.
And they may have the same, you know, so that's a replacement behavior. And so,
that's a good idea.
Looking at how I can replace this realistically.
Right. Absolutely. So we've covered a lot of things on these 2 weeks, and especially we've covered this whole concept of Dr. Angel turning whatever age it is. She won't tell us today, but it's someplace around the 40 mark. I'm not exactly sure where, because Bobby, I don't know if you knew this, but it's her birthday. You said it. We did it. We did exactly what you asked us to do 5 times. I know, we're crazy, audience.
Smoke coming off the computer.
My face is redder than a bee.
That song is tired. It got played so much tonight because of you, you wonderful, dear person. And we're being silly, but it's because we love you so much. And because you are an amazing, talented, and extremely knowledgeable professional, and it's a joy and a privilege. I know you're laughing at me. You think I'm coming up with something crazy.
I'm like,
no,
where is she going with this?
I'm going to serious time. I just love working with you. And it's a joy to celebrate your birthday. Even if you ask us to do it, it's a joy. Right, Bobby?
Well, thank you.
Bobby, did you want to say happy birthday to Angel?
I did. Happy birthday, Doctor.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I think we've about covered habits.
We have.
And your birthday.
Yes.
Make it or break it.
Make it or break it.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
You know what? Thank you. Thank you.
All right. From right here at Go Yard, this has been Mama Mac and
Dr. Angel,
the birthday girl, and Bobby the engineer. And we are out of here. See you next week. Join us for Go Yard. Tell some friends. See you soon.
Good night.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.